We're continuing with the Mitzvah Birchas Mazon number 13. There's some very relevant. I just met the same day we learned. We started learning. I met the Mashgiach and had him peace over here. One wrote the whole country, the whole Sefer about it. And he says he's going to try to publish the Sefer. The same day I met him in the afternoon in a basement I'd never been in my whole life in Gula. Happened to meet him there the same day. Anyway, okay, everybody. So we have some very relevant shilas. Number one, pizza. We spoke about pizza. It depends on the taste, and that was the bottom line. Now, mazonos rolls. Next shilas is mazonos rolls. You have in the airplane sometimes mazonos rolls, and it says it's made with maperos. It's made with things like apple juice or these type of things, which are give it somewhat of a sweet taste. However, everybody say that is not enough for what it's made with. It depends what it tastes like. Same thing as a pizza. If it tastes like a roll, then it's a roll. It doesn't make any difference. If they put apple juice in it, it makes no difference. If it tastes like a roll, it's a roll. That is the kaveya. Number one. Number two, if your kaveya, and most of these things taste like rolls, they don't taste like cake. Number two, if your kaveya suda, like in the airplane, you get a mazonos roll and you have a suda with it, you eat it together with the suda, your kaveya suda, you make a suda together with, then you make a bench anyway. So it doesn't help you the fact that it's mazonos. If you eat together with a suda and make a suda out of it, then in any way you have to bench. So therefore, Baisai, you have to be careful on the airplanes with these mazonos rolls. They have a very good interest in saying the mazonos because, of course, it sells better. That's how they make their money. If they have mazonos, you have to bench. Oh, great. Fantastic. A similar type of thing, Baisai, is you find by people who don't want to bench. So what do? They take some crackers and they sit down to lunch and have some tuna fish and some salad and some potatoes and some crackers, and they make a whole suit out of it, and they get done eating, they have a great lunch, and they're off the bench. That's what they think they're off the bench. But since they took the crackers, their kaveya suda, and they're satiated now, they had a decent-sized meal, they don't want to eat anymore, then they have to bench, because a Muslim in a turf. That's a halacha. So, therefore, it's very important to know these general rules. In addition, person eats a certain amount of cake, and he's kaveya suda on cake, he also has to bench. Now, what is the shear of kaveya suda on cake? Big machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael. We have from 3 beitzim, which is about the size of one of these plastic cups they have over here, these little plastic cups. That's approximately the size of 3 beitzim, until 21 beitzim. You have different shittas. Some say 6 beitzim, Rav Shulchan Aruch says 6 beitzim. And others say the amount that would you make a suda, a whole suda out of. For example, if you wanted to have a whole breakfast out of it. Breakfast is not a good example, but make a whole suda out of it. How much would you eat for a whole suda? Once you get past three or four beitzim, that becomes a shayla halacha. Therefore, you go to and folks can speak about people go to smorgasbords and these type of things, and they it's mazonos. They go and they have 5 types of meat, and 3 types of turkey, 4 types of fish, and all kinds of mazonos sort of packed in between and on top, and they diet 3 days before the suda, diet 4 days after the suda, right? And they say, I only have mazonos, just have to, al mechia. And then realize that Chaim Bechaz Mazon Diraisa, because they were kaveya suda on these mazonos rolls. Now, if you eat mazonos alone, you have more than 3 beitzim, you get into a suffix already in the poskim. Mikra din, what's halach in that case? So, I'll tell you. A person has 3 beitzim, generally speaking, a person has soveya from 3 beitzim, unless the cake is very, very rich. But normally, a person doesn't have a seas of sphere from 3 beitzim. Although the Kaf Chaim says that by 3 beitzim you go up the bench. That's the Pesach of the Kaf Chaim for the Sephardim. The Mishmur says 3 or 4 beitzim. So, Pashtun is still 4 beitzim, you can be Mekel. Because another point which I'm going to raise over here, that we find that the Bracha of Al Mechia, after Bracha of Al Mechia, the Machlokes has shown him whether that works Minatura to Pater Birchas Mazon. Let's say a person by mistake had bread and he ate Kadei Sphia, he was satiated, and he's chayv the bench minatura. He benched the bracha of Al Mechia by mistake. So the Rabbanan, he has to go back for sure, because the Chazam were mitakin that you have to make Brichas Mazon. But Diraisa, it could be some Rishonim hold is Yotzi, the one bracha of Al Mechia is Yotzi Diraisa Brichas Mazon. Therefore, the person eats cake, he has a suffix whether it's kaveya suda or not. So it's not to say the expects a suffix whether it's kaveya suda. For example, you have 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim, but it's not that much. And a suffix whether al mechia pater is birchas mazon diraisa. So the expects is saying that you wouldn't have to bench. So therefore, by saying, what does that mean, the mice? It means the mice, if you eat cake and you're not satiated, then the seeds are not satiated. Then, and you have a suffix so you can make out a mechia, and that's good enough. However, of course, it's better not to get any spekas, right? A person should avoid that and eat less cake, which is probably healthier anyway. Or, to make sure you have some bread or something, a slice of bread, which they have a slice of bread, and a pot to the birchas mazon with that. Okay, now there's one other point which I'll mention, a very interesting point, that there's a bir lacha says that for a zakan achola, an old person or a sick person, the sheer amount of kedei sviya is less than a normal person, because they are, since of their state, they get satisfied much easier. Therefore, for them, the amount they would have to eat to be considered satiated is less. So I decided to investigate, what if a person is the opposite? Bokrim, who are 15, 16 years old, they're growing, have an incredible appetite. I remember my boys, one of my sons like this tall. So I remember when he's growing, you know, to get that tall up there, he's got to be quite a bit. So he used to come home on Shabbos morning, and he used to pile up about 12 pieces of cake, you know, a big plate of cake. And I said, what's that? Well, that's my Kiddush Makom Suda. I said, what do you mean Kiddush Makom Suda? I said, you eat that, you got a bench. I mean, essentially, you know, Kiddush Makom Suda, because I said, okay, you had 12 pieces of cake over there, you got a bench. So, you know, he would usually bench. But I discovered, like, you know, no person eats 12 pieces of cake, but it's a whole plate of cake like this, like, they wouldn't get up. They'd be on the floor, right? But I discovered at Bokrim, they had this, you know, incredible appetite, and they can pack it away. When they're growing steak, my brother, the same thing, when he was growing, I remember when he was a teenager, he used to pack away incredible amounts of food, and he grew in this direction, until he got to a certain stage, and he started going the other direction. Anyway, but he never got fat, but in any case, so I wrote a shuv, and I investigated, I went to the Sugi B'Yun, and I came out of the mice for Bokrim, with the growing stage, their kedei sviya is bigger than a normal person. That's right, I'm going, Erev, and I have rice for it. So therefore, for them, they have no shali to eat, you know, four bits of cake. That's not shali, but b'chol. And you look, you go to Torah, and you see these guys over there, when they, you know, Kiddush Makom Suda and Shabbos morning, or whatever, they take a few pieces of cake. Yeah, kind of, they said, Kazai, you know, I think there's a guy with a cake over here. I said, no, you probably have enough to bench on, but Kazai says not. And they don't think anything of it, like, that's normal for them. So, in any case, for your age, people who are already past that stage, however, the more than four bits is not going to get in the suffix, and the shots have to be with a Muslim. Yeah, I'll give you the everybody. Right?
Yep. Saying somebody's talking about a long time.